Hello, my name is Diana Dirkby, and I live with paranoid schizophrenia. You are listening to my podcast, Schizophrenia as I Live It. It's been about 2 months since I made my last podcast, and I'm sorry about that. I usually like to do them about once a week. There are a number of reasons. First of all, at the end of December, I had a really bad fall for an incredibly stupid reason. I rolled over in bed and kept rolling and found myself squeezed between the bed and the nightstand. The result was cracked ribs on my right side, badly bruised big toe on my right side, and a broken big toe on my left side. So I've been very limited in mobility and spending a lot of time in the morning getting things done so in the afternoon I can put up my feet and give them a little rest. It hasn't been terribly conducive to doing podcasts. The second reason is that I've been busy preparing for my spouse and I to migrate from Texas to Alaska, where we spend about 7.5 months each year. It's a lot of work to organize a trip for that long, to decide what you're going to take and what you're not going to take, and so on and so forth. Lots of trivial jobs, but they mount up. The most important reason that I haven't made a podcast for so long is because I have been finishing a new book, and I gave as a personal deadline for this book that the complete first draft should be ready by mid-February. I dropped everything to achieve that goal. By making the new book the main thing that I had to do despite all these other things happening, I got a real push and I finished the complete first draft. So it will again be a book appearing with the help of Amazon.com, and we are currently working together on proofreading the book. Files are going back and forth, and discussions are going back and forth about how things should be phrased. The title of the new book is Three Kidnapped, Three Siblings, Three Furies, and it is a book in the horror thriller genre. There's a mystery in the book that needs to be solved, and the reason that the mystery is solved is because of the pressure of the horror put on certain characters in the novel. I'm making a webpage for the novel on my website, dianadirkby.com. The website, overliveschizophrenia.com, will remain a website devoted to the book, The Overlife, A Tale of Schizophrenia. And my separate website, dianadirkby.com, is devoted to introducing myself under my real name, Paula Tretkoff, and introducing my other books that I write under my pen name, Diana Dirkby. I've kept the separate website for the book on schizophrenia because I want to emphasize that it is extremely close to my personal experiences with schizophrenia and my mother's. The other books that I'm going to write and I will talk about on dianadirkby.com won't necessarily be as close to my life. I have a blog already on dianadirkby.com. The book, The Overlife, A Tale of Schizophrenia, is now a Kindle book, a paperback, and an audiobook on a number of apps, including the Audible app. You can buy the paperback version directly from the book's website, overliveschizophrenia.com, for a discount. Now, there are many advantages to the audiobook. In my opinion, the narrators, who both have Australian accents per my request, did a fantastic job on my book and really made it come alive. Another advantage of the audiobook is I know it's a modern illness that no one ever has time for anything anymore. And one of the advantages of an audiobook is that you can listen to it as you go about your day doing mundane tasks that don't distract your concentration that much, but will enable you to work through the audiobook. So if you're worrying about having time to read my book, then I would really advise you get the audio version. The upcoming book, Three Kidnapped, Three Siblings, Three Furies, will also be available in the three forms, Kindle book, paperback, and audiobook. So I don't have a lot to say about schizophrenia today. For this podcast, I mainly wanted to check in and encourage everybody to keep checking back. Because once I get to Alaska at the end of February, I will begin again the more regular podcasts, and the theme will still be schizophrenia as I live it. Unfortunately, there's nothing they can do for a broken toe, and I just have to put up with it, and the cracked ribs the same. So my advice for you is to be careful how many times you roll over in bed so you don't find yourself on the floor like I did. Getting back to the new book, so again, the title is Three Kidnapped, Three Siblings, Three Furies. The three kidnapped, and this is not a spoiler alert because it happens at the beginning of the book, are the eldest child in three different families in a small town of about 5,000 people that I've placed in the Piney Woods of Texas. These three eldest children disappear, and it becomes obvious through a ransom note fairly early on that they have been kidnapped. More ransom notes appear, but none of these ransom notes want money, which would be what you would expect in such a situation. They talk about the punishment of the teenage children that they have kidnapped, and they identify themselves as the three furies from Greek mythology. The sibling part comes in because ultimately it is up to the siblings of the kidnapped teens to come out about sibling problems within their family, and what the three furies are after is the truth. So you will eventually have coming out in the novel the theme of sibling abuse. It's a novel that you can follow on several different levels and has its own unique way of dealing with this problem. Now, the previous book that I wrote, The Overlife, A Tale of Schizophrenia, as I've said already, is very closely based on my life and my mother's life. This new novel is not closely based on my life. It's based on people I have known who have undergone sibling abuse without anyone else in the family being supportive of their situation. And so the three furies develop their own strategy for these three families by turning the tables in my book. I don't really want to say any more. I don't want to spoil the plot for you, but on my blog on dianadirkby.com, I will talk about such matters and also talk about the research that I had to do to write my new book, which was considerable. I did a lot of research on the Greek myths. I did a lot of research on sibling relationships. I did a lot of research on kidnappings. And it's, I hope, a book that will encourage anyone being bullied within a family to come out about it to someone outside the family that they can trust, be it a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a priest, a good friend, and not just to suffer out of fear that if you come out about the abuse, you'll only be punished more by the guilty sibling. So that, I hope, gets you up to date. Please continue to check back and listen. To see a lot of people downloading my podcast is tremendously encouraging as I write about and think about these very difficult themes. I hope you all have a great day, and I thank you for listening.